This is the download from Sounds Profitable, the most important news from this week and why it matters to people in the business of podcasting. I'm Manuela Bedoya.
And I'm Shreya Sharma. Today, premium podcasting on Apple just got easier. Media Monitors slips up on methodology and Podfest Africa's annual study is here. Let's get started.
Publishing content to a premium subscription feed on Apple Podcasts is about to become far less painful. This Tuesday, TechCrunch Sarah Perez summarized a new Apple Podcasts delegated delivery system in a rundown of Apple's new announcements. Quoting the article, "Starting this fall, a select number of hosting providers will support the delegated delivery system, including Acast, Art19, Blueberry, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, OmniStudio, and RSS.com. Apple says these providers represent around 80% of listening for premium content on Apple Podcasts, and more services will be added over time. Additionally, the feature will be available at no additional cost to all creators through Apple Podcasts Connect, and creators won't need a membership to the Apple Podcasts program to publish their free shows, only to publish premium content." End quote. Prior to the introduction of the delegated delivery offerings, uploading a premium file to Apple for one's monthly subscribers was an arduous and time-consuming process. Now the process will be smoother, at least for those on hosting platforms included in Apple's rollout. On Twitter, Ashley Carman noted the divide possibly forming between providers when comparing who supports the new Apple feature and who is partnered with Spotify's similar premium service. The tweet read, "Spotify works with third parties to support its subscription offering too. The only overlap is Acast, at least according to the initial partner list. I'm curious if this means there's now additional stratification in the podcast world. Team Spotify or Team Apple?" End quote.
In what is pleasantly becoming a weekly segment on The Download, we bring news of podcasting flourishing on a global scale. Last month, Podfest Africa published a 79-page report titled Discovery Tour Data Edition, mapping out the present and future of African audio storytelling. The study is built off of research collected in part with in-depth interviews with podcast producers and industry stakeholders. Alongside existing literature, it surveyed 370 podcast listeners across the study's target areas of Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa. Unsurprisingly, podcasting seems to be doing quite well. These results build on existing evidence of the rapid growth of podcast usage in all three countries, and the evidence that South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria are the most developed podcasting markets on the African continent. Here's a quick rundown of some interesting statistics. On average, over 50% of respondents were women. With all results aggregated, the ideal podcast episode length across the three countries is 30 to 40 minutes. When it comes to apps most used to listen, Spotify has a significant advantage, clocking in at 35.1%. Apple comes in second with 18.1% of the market share. Google Podcasts, YouTube, Anchor, and AfroPods make up the rest of the top contenders. In its key takeaway section, the study makes a point of stressing that their findings suggest that audiences want insightful and researched content generated by local creators and local companies.
Continuing the trend of podcast news favoring Tuesdays for some reason, Alyssa Myers of Marketing Brew published, "Here's what you missed at the 2022 IAB Podcast Upfront." Quoting the article, "If you couldn't make it last week, or if you were already burnt out from new fronts, we tuned in and rounded up some of the most important announcements and themes of this year's event, which positioned pods as mainstream, prominent, and influential." End quote. Myers' reporting condenses a substantial amount of IAB content down to three main points, plus a bonus regarding Disney, ever a fan of conglomerating, consolidating podcasting brands under one banner. The three common topics focused on diverse hosts and audiences, statistical dumps in the form of podcast trend reports, and quite a few mentions of brand safety. The last point might perk up the ears of longtime download listeners, as brand safety is a recurring topic in more places than the IAB upfront. Even last week's episode included coverage of a story involving ethics in ad tech and its impact on brand safety.
This Monday, Media Monitors published the results of a listener survey conducted over 2 weeks in March, all bundled with the enticing headline, NPR Slips as Smaller Publishers Capitalize. The findings began with a ranking of the top 10 publishers from the top 200 podcasts for the first quarter of this year. The iHeart Podcast Network comes in at first place, followed by Spotify, with Amazon Music and SiriusXM tied in for third. NPR doesn't place in the top 10 publishers. Editor James Cridland adds vital context in Monday's issue of Pod News. Here's a quote from James. To suggest that NPR isn't in the top 10 of US podcast publishers is obviously untrue, but helpful narrative for its competitor, iHeartMedia. Coincidentally, iHeartMedia owns Media Monitors, a fact not disclosed. End quote. Now, accountability is key when presenting data like this. Media Monitors analyzed the top 200 podcasts mentioned by respondents in their survey, then conveniently shuffled the deck so their parent company placed first, while a legacy competitor was kept off the list entirely. Cut to Tuesday. Edison Research's Q1 breakdown of U.S. top podcast networks by reach releases. Edison's findings show a fair difference in ranking from Media Monitor's report, with SiriusXM coming in first, Spotify in second, and iHeartRadio placing third. NPR rejoins the group and places fourth. Here's a quote from Director of Research at Edison Research, Gabriel Soto. Disclaimer, Gabriel is also the co-host of the Download Spanish Sibling Show. Quote, Edison Podcast Metrics is the only data set that covers the entire U.S. podcast space. By surveying listeners and measuring their actual consumption, the data doesn't depend on opt-ins from networks and isn't subject to the various issues with counting downloads. These top networks offer a diverse range of shows that appeal broadly to listeners. End quote. All this to say, methodology matters. Who owns the ranking company matters. Opt-in will always be incomplete, and the techniques used to fill in those gaps matter.
Another Tuesday article joins the episode with James Hersher's AdExchanger piece on changing attribution tech and brand reactions. New models of attribution are coming for all of advertising, challenging an incumbent multi-touch attribution. Companies like Measured, Triple Whale, and Northbeam are all taking new approaches as old ones fail to deliver. The following quote contains a nested quote from Parachute's VP of Growth, Ian Young. One social media platform stuck out as an early win for Measured, according to Young. Parachute was spending in the low six figures per month on the platform, and they were obviously giving us reporting that it's very profitable. End quote. Upon closer inspection, Measured found Parachute's spending on the unnamed platform could be cut to zero and show no impact on sales, an all-too-familiar ad tech story. Quoting the article again, podcast advertising is another category that Parachute rethought once they had measurement testing regime in place. Podcast attribution often banks on listeners redeeming a particular code, which undercredits the channel. Podcasting is one rare example when we have to take reporting and increase what it has on our end to capture the true value, Young said. End quote. Companies outside of podcasting are coming into the ad tech space, and fast. It just so happens the podcasting industry has been operating steadily without widespread MTA adoption in the first place. And that was the download from Sounds Profitable. I know we went through these fast, so be sure to check out the links to every article mentioned right in your podcast listening app or on soundsprofitable.com/the download. And thank you for sticking with us as we bring you the top stories you might have missed from the past week. I'm Manuela Bedoya.
And I'm Shreya Sharma. Our producers are Brian Barletta and Evo Terra. Special thanks to Ian Powell for his audio prowess, Gavin Gaddis for writing today's script, and to Omni Studio for hosting The Download. And as always, thanks to you for joining us. Robot.
Download complete.